مرحبا أحمد.
أهلا وسهلا.
تعرفنا بنفسك وعن دورك في مجال صناعة الولاء.
أنا أحمد جحاوي، Regional Business Development Director في D-Squares. Responsible about expanding the new revenues بتاع D-Squares across كل regions والبلاد اللي احنا شغالين فيها.
تقدر تحكي لنا عن التحديات والفرص والخاصة اللي بتواجهها صناعة الولاء في منطقتنا؟
أغلبية الـ providers they just do the normal loyalty programs, just a plug and play or an aggregator that just provides the same value for all the competitors in the same field. However, الـ industry دلوقتي راح أكتر towards tailored loyalty programs to be tailored to meet the business requirements in this specific industry. فلما نيجي نتكلم عن loyalty in banking, it's completely different than in oil and gas, completely different than in airlines. فIt needs to be tailored and it needs to be segmented based على الـ customer personas اللي موجودة عند كل industry من دول.
كيف بيستفيدوا الشركات من وجود برنامج ولاء لبناء علاقة أقوى وأشمل مع العملاء دائما؟
Definitely loyalty equals more revenue if you do it right. As long as you're giving the top customers that has regular visits or regular spending behaviors معك and you're giving them what they're really looking for, the ROI بتاع loyalty is guaranteed ان هو يبقى يعني from 2 to 5 years you'll be doing 5x investment اللي انت عملته في loyalty program نفسه.
تقدر تحكي لنا اهم العوامل اللي يركزوا عليها الشركات ببناء برنامج ولاء جديد او اختيار برنامج ولاء جديد؟
الحاجة المهمة دلوقتي كمان ان انت if you're not a bank انت you don't have a vision about the average wallet size بتاعت the customer spend behavior. So one of the trends now هي حتة الopen loop, having an open loop model where you have a merchant network where your customer spend and gets points that is completely funded by the merchant. It saves you cost and it creates a new revenue stream for the entity itself and shows you the average spend behavior of the customer so you can cross-sell and upsell on the customers that are already existing.
تنصح الشركات يبلشوا يعملوا برنامج الولاء داخلياً internal أو in-house loyalty programs ولا يستعينوا بخبراء وإيش أهمية الخبراء؟
بص, if we are going to divide it into two different phases, if they are doing the engine, the earning, whatsoever, it's okay to do it internally. But when it comes to managing the program itself and reaching the objectives and the KPIs, this is where the real expert role begins. عشان كده you will find the top banks in the world, the top telecom companies, they are not doing it in-house. Or they are doing the technology in-house, but the management and the operation, they have multiple vendors sometimes that are managing and running the programs on their behalf. And this is how you can guarantee the ROI.
شكرا يا أحمد.
Always happy to be with you, Nizar.